For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Well, we continue. I know we go from March to April, and back in March, Stearns County did crown some new dairy princesses to represent the dairy industry here in the county for the year ahead. And we're going to get a chance to talk to another one of those young ladies, Hattie Walter, joining us from Sauk Center, daughter of David and Kathy. And well, Hattie, talk about, first of all, just introduce yourself to our listeners, you and your family, and kind of your connection to the dairy side of things.
Yes, like you said, my name is Hattie Walter, and I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Sauk Center. And then in 2019, we sold our dairy cows, but I continue to show dairy cattle through 4-H and FFA, and I have a huge passion for the dairy industry and just love the people and the industry.
Well, Hattie, what got you into showing cattle? I have never showed a cow, a calf, anything. What was your introduction to that, and why is it so fun to participate?
My sister got me involved. She started the year before I did, and one of her friends got her involved. So it was just kind of a chain reaction, but the people in the industry are really fun, and it's just fun to see the progress from start to finish, because you work with a calf in the spring and she might not cooperate, but once you get to the show season during the summer, she is cooperating and she's looking good, and it's just super cool to see the progress made.
You know, it's one thing about showing that you mentioned, you just don't wake up on a Saturday saying, I'm going to show a cow or a calf on Saturday afternoon. It's a process and a lot of work behind the curtain, right?
Yes. I start training them in the beginning of the spring and work all summer long.
Hattie Walter joining us here on Chasm Radio from Sauk Center. Now, Hattie, talk about this dairy princess experience. Was this something you've always wanted to do, or where did that interest begin?
I did know a lot of people growing up who did dairy princess, but I never was like, oh, I really want to do that. But from some influence from some other people who have done it, and my sister as well, who used to be a dairy princess, I decided I was going to do it myself. And last year I was a dairy ambassador, and then this year I was crowned a princess.
So what was this year, knowing a lot from last year's experience, did you still have nerves at play, or were you kind of playing it nice, cool, and calm here this year?
I would say the nerves definitely calmed down a lot. My first year was a lot more stressful. I was worried about every little detail and every question, but this year I was able to be more personable and more true to myself.
Hattie Walter joining us from Sauk Center, one of the Stearns County Dairy Princesses. Hattie, why do you think it's so important to even have, you know, dairy princesses? I know there's such a long reputation on this program, and of course, Stearns County has such a reputation when it comes to dairy. So why is it important to have princesses like yourself and others and dairy ambassadors? Why is it so important to have this role?
It's important to bridge the gap between consumers and the farmers, because farmers aren't able to get out to the public and show their faces and explain what they're doing behind scenes because they're so busy. So having a face and a name like the Dairy Princess, like, out there to represent their industry and what they're doing is super helpful to bridge that gap.
So Hattie, looking back as an ambassador last year, what was maybe some of the highlights there, but what are you most looking forward to as County Dairy Princess?
Last year was just super fun to get an idea of what's going on in, like, all the different events I could do, like going from helping at the FSA office to going to a nursing home to the parades. So it was, like, cool to see all the different areas I could go. And then this year I just am excited to keep growing the connections as I did last year.
So what's the reaction you get when you go places or meet people? What's the reaction you get?
When it's little kids, a lot of them are like, oh, a princess. Like, they see a crown and a dress most of the time, so they think that's cool. And then adults like to ask, like, actually good questions, so it's super cool to be able to help answer those questions.
Do you ever get a common theme in questions? I always take for granted. I grew up on a dairy farm, and many of my friends did when I was in school. But, you know, things have changed, so I always assume people know what I know, but that's really not the case nowadays, correct?
Yeah, no, there's people who are definitely very uneducated on what farmers do for the world.
Hattie Walter joining us here on Chasm Radio. Hattie, what's, as a senior over there at Sauk Center, do you kind of have a plan of attack for after high school, or what's in store for you?
Yes, I plan to attend the University of River Falls, Wisconsin, pursuing a degree in ag business. I do not know what I'm minoring in yet, but I'm open to anything in the ag industry.
So if you had a crystal ball, what would be that perfect job here in about 4.5 years?
I have not figured that one out yet. That's kind of, I'm seeing what my major is to decide where I end up.
But agriculture is going to be a part of that. And was that something at an early age you kind of had this idea, or just as of late?
Growing up, I didn't really know. I always threw out the idea of being maybe a nurse or a teacher, super basic things, which are much needed. But once we sold the cows, I started actually helping on the farm, which is kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. But then that's when I realized I loved the ag industry, so...
Yeah, the industry and the people and the cows, it's pretty darn unique and special, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Hattie Walter, well, thank you very much, Hattie. Congratulations. Oh, by the way, I guess I should ask, that night during coronation too, were you nervous on stage? Were you like the last one to get the crown, or were you like the first or in the middle?
I was right in the middle, so I wasn't super nervous. I was just like... Well, I felt pretty good about judging, and I knew that I did what I could during the judging, so I was like, well, it's up in the air. Whatever happens, happens. So I was right in the middle, so it wasn't terrible.
That's cool. That's good to hear. Well, Hattie, thanks again. Appreciate your time. Best of luck here in the year ahead, and we look forward to visiting with you and other Dairy Princesses here during 2025, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
Hattie Walter joining us from Sauk Center. She is one of our Dairy Princesses for Stearns County here in 2025. Your chance to meet, Hattie Walter here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.